How you doing?
You know what? I got no complaints, bro. I'm working a little bit. I'm not financially fucking drowning, so I'm all right.
That's good.
I'm all right. I'm paying my bills, and, you know, do I wish I was on my own and living in my own home? Yes. But
of course.
I got little pieces of plastic now because I needed a hobby.
But little pieces of plastic, I think, are a great hobby to have.
You know what? I think you're 100% right.
So, welcome to PCMC. I'm Mike Buongiorno. I'm joined today by Mr. Emilio Sparks.
Hi, Michael.
Joined by Zoom, I should say.
I know. I miss seeing you in real life.
It's been quite many moons.
Many, many moons.
How has your quarantine been?
Well, at first it was a little rocky because you think, when am I going to get out of this house? And, oh my God, I'm stuck with people I really don't want to be stuck with anymore. And, you know, where I live no longer suits me. But then you kind of get used to it. And I've been doing a lot of meditation and guided breath work. And I've been doing that. And that kind of like relaxed me and put me into a space where I'm like, okay, it ain't so bad. It could be a lot worse. You know, I was going through some things, and then I realized, all right, I'm all right. I can rebound. I always do. And that's it. And I found the hobby during this quarantine. So,
well, that's what we're here today to talk about, because I am just so happy and proud. Because I, for many years, I've been a collector, most specifically of action figures. And you used to poo-poo it a little bit.
Yeah, not that I poo-pooed, but I was just like, you know what? I don't know. I just don't see the merit in getting multiple things and displaying them, because, as you know, I'm a completely minimalist person in regards to my space.
That's true.
And I just thought that collecting pieces of plastic would probably take up a lot of
space. It does. It does take up a lot of space. But, you know, the quarantine brings a lot of oddness out of people. Some people, you know, shop a lot online, like myself. Some people have been reading a lot. Some people have been making their own bread.
The bread. Everybody's making bread now.
Some people have been living their lives through Animal Crossing. But you found the joy of collecting action figures, and that's what we're here to talk about today, collecting action figures. I'm an old blood at this. I'm an old, wizened man. I've seen it.
You're a grizzled vet, Daddy.
And you're new. You're new. I mean, other than your childhood, you're new on the plane.
I'm a baby. I'm a baby. I don't know the lingo. I don't know the terms. MOC, I had no idea what that meant. I didn't know how to go about or where to find certain things. I thought eBay was the place to go, and then no, I got told no. Mm-hmm. You come over here, and we're gonna do it right.
So, what have you been collecting?
Well, as you know, now the PCMC babes are gonna know. I have been collecting Masters of the Universe figures from the 80s.
What the cool kids call Mutu. Motu.
Mad Motu.
So how did this happen? How did you get your first, how many do you have now?
Currently, let's see. I have Trapjaw, Man-at-Arms, Triclops, Moss Man, Manny Faces, Beast Man, He-Man, Skeletor, Night Stalker, Panther, Stridor, and Battle Cat.
That's 12.
That's 12. And it's going to continue to grow because I kind of want the entire wave, with the exception of a couple of Bugads that I...
Well, that's what happens. That's what happens. Let me tell you how I started collecting toys in 2015. They put out the new Star Wars movie, and I said, I'm going to go to the Toys R Us, back when there was a Toys R Us.
All right, Keith.
I'm going to buy the first wave of the Star Wars figures for this new movie. That's it. Right. That was the plan. And here I am, 5 years and many thousands of dollars of debt later, in my plastic empire.
That is what
I
it is,
I hurt
man.
Myself today
to see if I could feel
my empire of dirt.
Plastic, the only thing that's real.
So, yeah, my prediction is that you will go further. Because you know why? You'll see something from Wave 2 that looks beautiful. Or you'll see something from something, maybe you'll see a beautiful, like, you know, Lion-O from the Thundercats, and you go, you know what? Maybe I should dip my toe into that.
You're already in my head, Daddy, because I'm starting to think, well, I'm going to finish this one soon, right? With the things that I want. Well, I'm going to finish it up soon.
Yeah.
I kind of want a couple of other pieces that I had as a child from Thundercats. You know, boy, I would love a Thunder Tank again. Boy, I would love a vintage Lion-O. Oh, where's that Mum-Ra I had as a child? So I think you're right. I think you're right. And the joy that I'm having right now as we're doing this via Zoom, and you're seeing it on my face.
Yeah.
I'm cleaning.
Yeah.
Cleaning my figs.
Yeah. You know, you collect the real deal classics. You're not right. Going for these new. Right now, Walmart has what they call He-Man Origins, which is sort of recreations of the original figures, but with modern articulation.
Right.
You can tell that they're new figures just because, you know, their knees bend and shit like that, which the old ones had, I think, 5 points of articulation, arms, legs, and your head.
And maybe the waist.
Yeah. So you're going for the OG originals. Right. So you've got to restore those. You know, those some, you know, they come in various different states.
Look, am I thinking that these things are going to come to me super duper mint where there's no paint on the shoes that are gone and, you know, maybe the weaponry is a little chewed up? Yeah, I mean, look at Trapjaw's gun, you know?
Yeah.
There's a little wear and tear on the gun, but that's okay. The action figure itself is amazing. Look at this.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing that is off about the action figure is around his toe right there. Mm. The other foot is fine. Like, look at this thing.
Yeah.
It started, I needed a hobby because all I've been doing is I've been freelancing as a podcasting producer and editor, right? So I have about 10 clients. And all I do, a bulk of my day, is meetings and editing, and I love it. You know, it's the job that I've been doing. You know, I know me. I helped you launch and develop this popular empire that you have launched. And, you know, now it's like, all right, I've done wrestle rap. I'm still doing that. And I was like, you know what? I need a hobby, man. I need something to do that when I want to shut my mind off and just relax. So I was talking to my buddy Shoes. Now, I don't know if you know Shoes. He was very close with Joe Montanino.
Yeah.
They used to wrestle as a tag team known as the Ultra Strengths.
Uh-huh.
And I had Shoes on WrestleRap, and we just started talking about old figures. And he showed me his Motu collection. And he has, it's got to be thousands upon thousands of dollars worth of Motu. Some of it in boxes, some of it loose. He has an Eternia complete in the original box. And I think he said he paid like around $3,000 for it.
Wow.
So I kind of got like fascinated by the idea of just He-Man again. So, you know, YouTube, I started watching the old cartoon and I started looking on eBay and I hit up Shoes and I'm like, yo, I kind of want to buy something. And he was like, don't go to eBay. Go to Eternia Dreams on Facebook.
Eternia Dreams.
Yeah. So big shout outs to Alan Samant and the rest of his crew because they are just, they're great, man. They're great. I will sing their praises. I will only buy Motu from Alan and Eternia Dreams. I won't buy Motu from anybody else.
Why is that?
Because I trust him. I he's not full of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember he was going to see, I wanted a Skeletor figure and he was like, you know what? I don't like the back of the gear.
Mm.
Let me get you a better one and I'll charge you the same price. The Skeletor was only $45.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all. And it was complete with everything. Staff, sword, the whole nine.
And
Alan just wanted to make sure that, you know, he was getting me the best possible, you know, version of the thing that I wanted to pay for at the exact same price.
This is
the
original that he was gonna give me.
Yeah, loose Skeletor. Yeah, I'll show you.
So you go for you don't go for carded stuff.
Well, for right now, I'm gonna do loose. If I find a carded piece that I like and the card is mint or a little bit whatever, not super destroyed, yeah, I'll do it. But look how great this is.
No, it's beautiful looking. I think that Skeletor is the greatest action figure of all time. It's the Citizen Kane of action figures.
I agree with you.
Action figure, it represents everything good about action figures up to that point, and then every action figure since then has evolved from it.
Right. He has a great color scheme with purple and blue and black.
Perfect.
His face is menacing. He's evil looking. He's completely different from how he was in the cartoon.
Right. Well, you know, these were toys first, or they were at least thought of as toys first, and then the cartoon was made to sort of sell them. So you have to tell a narrative through the toy. So just looking at Skeletor, you immediately know that's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Right? You just
bad
you
motherfucker.
Know
he's a bad motherfucker, bro. And the best part about it was like, all right, I'm going to give this a shot. Chooses like they're good. This is all I get from. I was like, all right. So I was watching a couple of his unboxing videos, and I'm in this group, and I'm watching all these Motu fans chat about Motu and what their collections look like. And that was it. That was, I made the jump. Mm-hmm. And what I like about Alan is they'll do a, like an auction kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where he does a live sale, and if two people bet on something at the same time, like, you know, it's an auction.
Yeah, yeah.
But most of the time, man, that's a community of fans that are super respectful. It's like, yo, if you want something, like, yo, go and get your toy, man. Like, we're not who's gonna really stop you from getting your toy. So the first two I got was He-Man and Skeletor.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And I was very, very happy with them. You know, for $49, $45 plus, you know, the shipping, $49, and then I bought this $90 He-Man. Like, you can't go wrong. You know, look how good this He-Man looks.
Good shape. How's the paint on the hair look?
He doesn't have the bald spot.
Yeah, he's looking good.
He looks great. He still has the movement in his... Yeah, so this was about $90, right? And the weaponry is a little bit different. Like, I got a Taiwan sword, but I got
also, I was just going to ask you, you sort of bash it from different places, like... I got the sword from here. I got the whatever from here.
Well, what I think happens at Attorney of Dreams is a lot of them are all loose figs, right?
Yeah.
And he buys just collections, just upon collection after collection after collection, right? So I think what he'll do is if he sees, he'll put together just packs. So you'll get a complete He-Man.
Right. But may not be like the sword that actually came with that guy.
Right, which I'm fine with. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got the Taiwan sword, right? And my He-Man's from Taiwan. I prefer the Taiwans over the Malaysia He-Man's any day.
Okay. I'm not familiar with the difference.
What happened?
I'm not familiar with the difference.
Well, the difference is the Malaysia action figures, like my Moss Man and my Triclops,
yes,
they have hard heads.
Yes.
They don't have the squishy heads.
Yeah.
And I just don't like the way that they were constructed, the Malaysia ones. I think some of the paint would be sloppy. Mm-hmm. I think, like, you know, they get black spots on the backs of the knees and the plastic. So I think Taiwan made a better version that's more durable.
Okay.
Not to say that the Malaysia figures are bad. I mean, this Triclops that I have is in really good shape.
Yeah.
It's just, I just don't like the hard-headed ones. It's not that I'm a completist. But I'm very into the order in which the things are supposed to be. Like, if I have all of Taiwan so far, I should have all of Taiwan.
Well, I think that's one of the things that I like about collecting action figures and collecting lots of things, which is it's a way to exercise my obsessive compulsive disorder muscle.
Right.
In a way that's not too, not too, like, negative for me, for my life.
Right, right.
Like I collect a lot of Haunted Mansion stuff now. And sometimes people will show me, like our friend Kat showed me something online for Haunted Mansion. Now, there's my Haunted Mansion, which is the Florida Haunted Mansion, which is like the old Victorian style. Then you got the New Orleans Haunted Mansion, which is at Disneyland. So Kat sent me something. She was like, oh, you should get this. And I was like, that's not my mansion. I don't buy merch. It's not my mansion.
Right.
It's illegitimate to me.
I agree with you on that. I will say this, though. The trap jaw that I have is from Mexico, and it's dope. It's dope. Yeah. So, you know, in one aspect, I should be like, hey, this is cool that I'm getting bits and pieces from all across the world. But at the same time, the obsessive compulsive mm-hmm. in me wants just the entire run to be
sure
right. from one manufacturer.
Of course, yeah.
So I don't know what I'll do. I mean, I posted in the Attorney of Dreams chat, if anybody's willing to trade for a Triclops and a Mossman, mm-hmm. great. If not, and if Alan, you know, he will do the auction again.
Yeah.
Obviously, I will probably pick up, once I get through the run, another Mossman and Triclops, and I'm going to ask him if it's a Taiwan edition. And if they're Taiwan editions, then guess what, Michael C. Bongiorno, you're getting a Triclops and a Mossman.
Fantastic. So, let me ask you, how does Mossman is flocked, right? Meaning it has yes. that sort of I don't know how to describe flocked. It's sort of like this vellum kind of like
yeah.
fake.
It's fake
kind
fur.
Of like fake fur kind of. How yeah. does that hold up?
You want to see?
All right. It's still...
still there.
Yeah, yeah. It's still there.
It's still there. When I gave him a fig bath, I just doused him in a little water.
Yeah.
And I kept it moving. Obviously, you could see like the glue in the, you know, the glue is coming off some of the thighs in the area. But again, I mean, this Mossman was created back in 1986. So
right.
the fact that it even still has some semblance of a pelt right. on him is pretty impressive.
Now,
and
do
he's
you
in pretty good
history?
Shape.
I'm sorry. What?
No, he's in great shape. So I'm happy with, basically he's just Beast Man with green skin.
Well, that's the funny thing about Motu, which is a lot of the bodies are exactly the same. The torso, the legs, the arms. A lot of it is just remolds of the exact same thing. The most obvious is Faker, which is
right.
literally just a different color He-Man. Now I want to know, is it like antiquing where it's like, do you know the history of that Beast Man? Do you know that like it was owned by a 70-year-old woman who only took it out on Sundays?
No, I wish that there was a backstory with all of them, but I think Alan shops in bulk so much that he won't remember where he got X's amounts. But we could pretend that, you know, some old lady would take that Moss Man to church with her every Sunday.
Oh yeah, come on, Moss Man. She put his little head in the fucking what are they
the holy water?
Holy water.
The holy water. But yeah, so that's where I'm at with that. But yeah, man, the collection's getting insane now.
That's what happens, dude. It and you know what? There are so many worse things to be addicted to in this world. Fucking enjoy it, whatever. You're not hurting a soul.
No, at first I thought it was a little ridiculous that I'm going to be 38 years old. And I'm like, you're collecting toys, dude. This is what it's become?
Listen, you're a creative. You work in a creative field. You know,
right.
You're a bit eccentric. It's fine.
Right. Well, I got a little burnt out. And this is what I – look at that.
I got a little baby Yoda.
What is that? Your fourth now?
It's funny. My girlfriend Jen says when you're in this basement, in any direction, you can see a baby Yoda. Like anywhere you look, you can spot a baby Yoda.
She's right.
You know, fuck it. I'm going to be, my birthday's coming up. I'm going to be 37. And fuck it. I got better collection of toys now than I did when I was a little kid.
Right. Same. Same. It's because we have the disposable income.
Right. Or
to allow us to do certain things. And
right.
I'm not spending a lot either. You know, I set myself aside $200 a month.
Okay.
And that's it. That's my allowance for my Motu. And I pay my bills and I invest my money in other things. I got some, you know, some dividends and some other things in my IPO. And but when it comes down to this, I was like, fuck it, man. You know what? $200 ain't going to break the bank.
So when you bought these in auction, right?
Yeah, you can say that. But he says, all right, I got mm-hmm. 8 Skeletors all complete.
Right.
The first 8 people to say Skeletor at 40 okay. bucks, you get them.
So have you ever had a situation where you were neck and neck with another collector and
no,
you were
I've
doing
really
a dollar,
lucky.
He was doing a dollar?
No, I've been really lucky so far. Like, really lucky.
I've had that on eBay with various things. I go to eBay a lot for my Disney shit.
Right.
And, you know, so just, eBay is a wild, wild west. You can see Woo! The same product listed for two entirely different things. It's ridiculous. There's no law on eBay.
No.
I've gotten into bidding wars on eBay where you go, all right, one more dollar. And then you end up like, I've done it both ways. One where I won and I was like, yeah, I won. And then I had to pay $90 and I was like, fuck, I've lost and been like, oh, thank God I lost that. That really got out of hand.
I don't know what I was thinking.
I was blinded by, you know,
I've seen it though. I've seen people do some big bidding wars on a lot of the box stuff.
You mean like carded stuff or like box, like sets, like Eternia, Grayskull,
anything that comes in the original Motu boxes.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen it. So whether it's mint in card or whether it's the card that has a little crease or something, like one time, Alan and them started the bidding of a carded Skeletor, Peach Cheek, which is rare. Peach Cheek Skeletors are rare. You guys, Peach Cheek skip
because the paint was different, right?
Right, because that was the first, like the first run of the variation. So if you get a Peach Cheek Skeletor and it's mint condition, you're good, honey.
Wow, you know your
shit. So I saw the bidding war. He started it at about, I don't know, $7. I think it went to about $900.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I saw like I saw an inboxed Battle Cat, and I think that went for like $2,000.
Holy shit. Wow.
Yeah. I bought a Battle Cat. I have one.
Nice. Beautiful. Came from the Big Jim line.
Yeah. Fucking Big Jim, bro. I was thinking of getting a couple of Big Jim cats too.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Just because I kind of want a couple of Big Jim cats and maybe get a couple of old school like saddles and put a couple on them because I'm buying a display case.
So now Christmas is coming up in a few months. Are you going to get little Santa hats to put on the guys?
Once they go in the case is, that's it. It's like a fucking tomb. They're in. That's it. Decorating them. They get in their stands next week. And then the case comes. I'm going to paint my room because I'm home. And now it's like, all right, let's do this the right way. And then once they come in the case, they stay in the case forever.
Tell me about this display case.
Well, it's going to be, as you know, I like steel. I like black. It's going to be black steel. It's going to be a nice display case. I was like, okay, I'm going to put it in my room. Because I'm getting rid of my dresser drawers to an extent. Uh-huh. So I'm already getting rid of the nightstands. The room's getting repainted. So I was like, you know what? I want to display these things. I was going to do a shelf. I was going to make shelving out of metal pipe and wood. But then I thought to myself, you know what? I don't want a dusty son of a bitches every 3 days because I dust my room every 3 days.
Dusting figures is such a pain in the ass.
Right.
It's such a pain in the ass.
So what I decided was I'm going to look on IKEA and see. So I found something on IKEA I like. I'm going to look somewhere else too as well, see what I like, compare the price.
Go get yourself the little LED strip lights. Make it nicey nice. Make it light up, glow a little bit.
Maybe. Well, yeah, I'm thinking that as well. Look how good this Beastman looks.
That is nice shape.
So now I'm gonna spritz this stuff. But Mike, I'm telling you, this protective cleaner that you told me about really, really hits the spot.
Yeah, my older brother gave me what was left of his Star Wars collection, and a lot of that stuff was like, it gets like tacky or sticky kind
of. Yes, oh my God, a lot of these figures before I gave them a fig bath were really tacky.
And that's because the, I don't know the science of it, but like there's oil in the plastic, and after 30 years, it seeps out of the plastic.
Right.
So the Black Magic or whatever brand you got, they make it for car interiors.
Right.
But we use it for toys.
Right.
Once you get it
nice and clean. Because who gives a shit about a car?
Nah, fine. So once you get all nice and clean, it puts the oil back in, and then you're good for another 30 years. That's not something you got to do again.
I'll probably hit it one more time before the shelving, before it goes into the display case. I'll hit it one more time.
Yeah.
I'll hit it one more time. Yeah, man. They work. It looks great. Like, you literally just brought the life back to the toys because they looked a little dry.
Yeah, that happens.
You know, but you gotta wash them. So I gave them the fig bath and I gave them the nice little scrub with the soft bristle brush.
These things weren't made to last. They were not made to last, and they didn't think that anyone would care this many years later.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. The toys now, I think, are more durable and probably longer lasting than the ones that we have. Or, you know. But I will say this. Some of these things take a licking, but keep on ticking, man.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever do the He-Band replacements, because that just seems like a daunting task.
That's what the rubber band inside the
legs. The legs, yeah, they have these things called He-Bands. And what He-Bands do is they just replace the leg band so that way they can stand better.
Okay, okay.
But I'm not going to sit here and put my toys in, or put the legs in hot water, take four snips, stretch it out, pull out the old band.
It's too much surgery.
Yeah.
Too much surgery involved in that.
And I'm not the most delicate person. I don't have delicate hands, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to fuck with that either.
So I'm kind of like, you know what? I'm going to put a stand for their legs and the stand clamps together.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I'm good to go.
It's funny, like, we take such good care of them. When I was a kid, how I kept my He-Man toys were, how I kept all my figures were in a school bag. Like, I had a school bag. Like, I would unzip it and then just, like, pour it out on the living room floor, and it'd be fucking everywhere.
Right,
and then my mother would be like, fucking put this shit away before you go into another room. And, like, I didn't care the accessories. Fuck, I don't care what was bending, what was getting chipped. It was all just put it in a big fucking bag.
Right. I would never do that now.
No. I'd be like, no, the pressure from the top is bending the bottom. No.
Brother, I'm handling these things like you would think they were a newborn child.
Yeah, you got to.
Sorry, Mike, they're just it's loud, and I know you got to edit this part out.
No, I'm leaving this all in.
I know you are. You're the type of, you're a podcaster that likes to experiment. Keep it all natural. Me, I'd be like, up, edit point, see ya.
So are you going to get yourself a Grayskull?
Yeah, the Grayskull's it's probably one of the last pieces to the puzzle, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I got to have it complete, though.
Yeah.
And one of them went in the box, like, you know, like, it was assembled already, but one of them went in the box for about, like, 400. I could do 400.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, but the Grayskull is one of the other purchases, too. Like, I remember you were trying to tell me, yo, get a Teela, get an Evil Lyn, get a Sorceress.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about it. Do I get them? Do I not get them?
Well, it's all about the completionist in you.
Right. And now I'm thinking, like, damn, yo, like, maybe I should. I don't know.
I mean, you don't want it. You don't want your display case to be a sausage party.
Right. There definitely needs to be some diversity within the display case.
Yes, absolutely.
And they only, you know, made two women for the Masters of the Universe line.
No, three, right? Teela, Evil Lyn, and Sorceress.
Yeah, three. That's still crazy.
Yeah, of course.
And then they made She-Ra for its own.
Right, exactly.
As its own cartoon, so you really can't count She-Ra as part of the Masters line. She-Ra has her own line. But they're pretty slick, though, because they put the Hordak and the Evil Horde into the Masters line.
Yeah, I remember that. It was weird. The She-Ra line was just She-Ra and her friends, and it was all, like, very pink and stuff. But She-Ra's villains were all Masters toys.
Which I never understood, because Hordak wasn't in, well...
Other than the crossover movie.
Right. I don't get it.
I guess they figured, well, they're kind of monster-looking things. Maybe the boy audience or boy consumer for Masters, they would want to pick it up. Maybe they thought that boys wouldn't want to get it.
Well, in the 2000X cartoon, which is probably the best He-Man cartoon out, if they did a season 3, it was going to be Hordak and the Evil Horde, and then the crossover with She-Ra, and then She-Ra would have made her way onto the show as well.
Right. You know, I didn't watch much of that show, that 2001.
It's all on YouTube, bro. You got to watch it. It's really good. And that's what I was like, oh, snap. And those toys are cool, too, but...
I have a couple of those.
But they're not, but they ain't hitting like the Motu, man. Even the classics are great, but you want to talk about a money trap.
Right.
The He-Man classics, where they were just a mail-away by Mattel subscription-based He-Man collection. these things sell for hundreds of dollars.
Right. Those, they're like little statues. They're like little works of art, that stuff. And they, like, they're so much. There's so much money. I could never get into them.
I could. Well, you know what? It's funny. I got one at a Comic-Con years ago for about $30, a faker.
Uh-huh.
In the box, in my box, in mint condition in my box. I was talking to my friend the priest, and he had a collection of them.
Mm.
Of the classics.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just gave him the faker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And he was like so overjoyed. He was like, dude, this is now you're talking, oh man, now you're talking about maybe 10 years now.
Mm.
That thing is up to like $120, $130 in value in the box.
Really?
He's like, do you want it back? I was like, no, I gave it to you. Don't worry about it. And now I found this.
Yes.
So I'm good. But I'm gonna get a faker though. And you know what? Maybe one day, if I'm antsy, I'll probably get maybe a He-Man and a Skeletor in from the classics. And I like the classics Grayskull. It's well detailed, blows away the original, but again, oh, yeah, as it should. But yeah, brother, that's now you're up to, and you see what I've been doing.
So, I have the Mega Connects Grayskull.
Yeah, that looks sick, man.
It's beautiful, and it's really an homage to the original Grayskull because it uses the same, it has all the same play features, like you put the sword in the slot to open the door. It's got the same trap door. It's got even the same decals.
Right.
It really was like a love letter to the original.
That's beautiful. Now, let me ask you a question. Would you ever get into collecting vintage Motu?
Because
you have a lot of the new.
Right, yeah. I don't really have a lot. As much as I collect a lot of new things. Like, I have a lot of the recreations, like the you know, the new Kenner Classic or Kenner Retro Star Wars or the new Kenner Ghostbusters, which is all like recreations of the originals. I don't know. I've always been, I've always had an aversion to buying loose figures. Even though I like to open them, I've always had an aversion to like buying a loose figure. I don't know why.
Why is that? There has to be a reason.
I don't know. Maybe it's the OCD in me. Maybe I just like, I don't know. Maybe I think it's gross. I don't know what it is. I just...
Or do you have the thrill of opening the package yourself for the first time and playing with a toy that was unplayed with?
Yeah, I like virgin toys.
Right. You like to deflower the toy and play with
yes.
the toy.
Yes. Because if you buy, you know, if I buy a loose figure, that's not my toy. That's somebody else's toy. That's just a lost toy.
Yeah, but see, but I think of the opposite. I think you're giving these loose toys a home. And you're giving them love that maybe they necessarily did not get. That's like, true. In the last week, I got my entire collection, right?
Yeah.
The start of it, I should say. And they got a figure bath. Then I let them dry out for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I checked on them. I rotated them to make sure they wouldn't leak.
Sure.
Right? And now today, I'm sitting down here. I'm talking to one of my best friends. And I'm doing a little ultra-protecting, long-lasting vinyl and plastic, a little varnish on them. They nice. Look And they look brand new. So I'm paying homage to the toy that gave me so much pleasure as a child, and now I'm giving back a little bit.
Okay, okay.
So that's how I look at it.
Now, would you ever collect something current?
Actually, yeah. I would do a couple of the new 2020s. I would do the new Super 7 Thundercat stuff, and I like that.
Well, I got some bad news for you.
What?
Which is the fucking current state of the action figure collecting world is just utter trash. It's just utter trash. You go into the, first of all, when Toys R Us died, that was basically it.
Right.
Because Walmart, Target, Kmart, they did not step up their game the way they could have. They don't care. And part of it is because kids today, I think, don't care that much about, you know, toys are always going to be a thing, but figures, you know, I think they had a time in the sun and maybe they're just, that time is ending.
Yeah, they had a run.
You know, I'll go to Walmart. I just posted this on my Instagram a couple days ago. Empty fucking hooks. You go to Walmart, I go to Target, I never see anything.
Right.
There's never anything. Because Target and Walmart, they don't give a shit. They under order them. And then when the figures do come, some scumbag will come, buy them all. And put them on eBay immediately. And I, you know what, I'll buy, you know, I like to buy things on eBay that like are kind of like I can't get from a store.
Right.
Like, I'll buy like something from Tokyo Disneyland on eBay because I'm not going to Tokyo Disneyland.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, eventually. It makes me furious to go and fucking be like, I'm going to pay $90 for a $12 figure that you just got to before me. And now I can't fucking get it. It makes me furious.
Right. Well, that would anger me as well.
You're killing this little world.
Exactly. Where it should be a community of like-minded individuals trying to keep the sanctity of a dying breed.
Right.
You know, like I went in hopes to get, you know, the $14.99 He-Man and Skeletor, Origins Motus.
Yeah.
And I haven't found them.
No.
Because they weren't in Target. And I haven't yet went to Walmart. But I have to go to Walmart, but I don't know.
Well, and some of these are exclusives. Like the Ghostbuster, the new Ghostbusters, which is just recreations of the original. Those are Walmart exclusives. So they're only going to be in a Walmart. And I've tried a lot. I've not been able to get them.
Now, is it because of where we live in New York City? Or do you believe that this goes across the country? Because, you know, again, we're in that group for Attorney of Dreams. And I'm seeing a lot of, like, rural, southern, you know, even deep into California, people could cop the cops. They get the good good.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of where we live, we don't get the good good.
I don't know. You know, I think people in our age group are the only ones that care anymore.
Right.
I think that's one part of it. And, you know, it's like, we can complain all day, but Walmart really doesn't care. They don't make money off the figures. They make money off of whatever the fuck they make money off of.
Right. Yeah, which I don't know what they make money off of.
Right. Same thing with Target. You know what I mean? They have a toy section just because, you know, at least once a year there's the holidays, and you got to have something for the kids to look at when the parent drags them in.
Right.
But they seem to have no... I mean, like, you look at old pictures, right? Or you see it like on the Toys That Made Us. The Motu aisle is a whole aisle, and it's just every hook is just filled with stuff. Never see that.
I miss that.
Yeah.
I wish I was old enough to appreciate that then like I am now.
Right.
Because we'll never get that again. But
no.
Again, you go to places like, where did we go? Fantastic Toyage in Long Island.
Yeah.
Or you go to an Attorney of Dreams in Maryland, where these are specific stores that go for collectors like us that are not afraid to drop a $90 for a He-Man.
Right.
I'm not. I paid $90 for a He-Man. I'd rather go and give my money to a mom and pop than some greedy prick on fucking eBay.
Right.
Because then what they'll do is they'll hustle you and open up the brand new Ghostbusters toys that are reissued from the original line, say they're original, and charge you more money.
Well, that's a whole nother fucking weird issue in this world, which is you've got all of these fucking recreations now.
Right.
And there are bootlegs out there. Like, there's a lot of Funko Pop bootleg.
But at the same time, that is now getting a life of its own for collectors as well.
Right.
So now it's like, okay, we thought we could pull the wool over your eyes. Then you got hip to the game.
Right.
But now the game got so popular that people now are going to sought after bootleg versions of toys because, like, the He-Man Mexico stuff.
Yeah.
Literally, you could tell the difference from when it was a Mattel to when it was just a bootleg creation, or the He-Man India ones, where you could tell whether or not they were from the India plant. And the same thing goes for, like, France and Italy as well. But there is just this whole world of just bootlegs that I kind of want to get into a little bit.
Right. Well, yeah, there's the classic bootleg stuff is great. Like, there's a, for Star Wars, there's, I think it's a Mexican Death Star officer. And if you look at the cover, or if you look at the card back, they just took this figure and put a calculator in front of it. Like, it's working at a computer, but it's just a normal fucking pocket calculator. And fucking they sold it and, you know.
I love it, man.
Yeah. It's a different thing. Well, it's like, there's the sort of creative bootlegs, and then there's like the, like, really trying to pull the wool over your eyes stuff.
Right. I like the creative bootlegs where it's like He-Man's wearing Skeletor's armor.
Right.
And, like, the color of the hair is all forgotten.
Right.
And they're trying to pass it off. That's cool. I give you all that.
Yeah.
And that's where it's at, bro. That's what I've been doing, and that's what I'm into. But, yeah, I'm thinking I got to get – once I finish this, and there's so much more that I can get.
Of course.
And I don't know. It has to pique my interest. Like every toy that I have specifically gotten, with the exception of the Malaysia versions of Triclops and Mossman, I'm very, very happy with. But I wanted them. I wanted a Mossman. I wanted a Triclops. Like, my big get that I'm going to get next from Alan and them is going to be the Webster.
What's that? What do you mean?
He was a spider character in the Masters of the Universe.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
So I'm going to get that one, and Stinkor are like the two next ones I want.
Now, is it possible to find a Stinkor that still stinks?
That's a good question. We'll find out.
Because the original one had a smell on it.
Right. Which I kind of don't want to smell, but I'm good if it doesn't. And what I'm thinking about doing, because this is how deep I'm in now, I might want to get repros of the weapons, because I don't like the curvature of the sword that was in the guy's back for 40 years.
Well, I'm sure people could fucking 3D print them.
Right. So that's another thing I got to find out. But again, I'm probably most likely going to buy fucking another Mossman and Triclops. You're going to get these Malaysians.
Oh, fantastic.
So now, it works out for you.
It always does. It always does. Have you seen any of the new Adventures of He-Man stuff?
Yeah, I have.
I had a bunch of that. I like that stuff. That was like He-Man kind of in space. He had a ponytail.
Yeah, I'm good.
I enjoyed that. I had a bunch. I had a sword.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't as good a series. And by that, I mean the toys wasn't as good a series.
Right.
That was the first real kind of like attempt to reboot it.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. And it was like not even a few years after the original line. But right. just give me the barbarian who uses like technology and magic.
Yeah.
I don't need it to be overtly in space. I'm good.
Yeah.
But to me, this is the best line to ever come out in terms of marketability, hype, and productivity.
Right.
Because it has survived while many toy lines that came after it have not.
Well, I mean, so much of what came after it was trying to beat it.
Right.
You know, they looked at Star Wars and said, okay, boys want to buy these little figures. We figured this out, how to sell dolls to boys. You just got to make them smaller. And then they were like, well, we need some content to go with it. So they made up the cartoon. And then, you know, how many, we were just talking about this last week, me and Bill Gagliardi, like how many toys where there was like one wave of toys and then one season?
Right.
Like there's so many from the 80s that you've never even heard of, because it was right. Come and go, because they just tried it a million times.
Yeah, like Rock Lords.
Yeah.
Like Rock Lords was a spinoff of GoBots.
Right. Okay.
I had Rock Lords as a kid. It didn't last.
No.
Didn't last. Or the Lords of Power.
Yeah. That's very much trying to be like He-Man.
Which originally, Masters of the Universe was going to be called the Lords of Power.
Right.
See, now I think that's what my brother asked me, what do you want for Christmas? I think I'm going to tell him I want the Lords of Power pack.
Okay.
It comes with He-Man, Merman, Beastman, Skeletor, and Man-at-Arms. And it's in like a collector's case.
Mm-hmm.
But it's from the original. They're made from the original molds, but they have the brand new articulation.
Oh, okay. Oh, I've seen that.
So I think I'm going to do that. I think that's going to be my Christmas gift.
What's the climate like in your room? Because you got to understand, you got to think about climate now.
Right.
You have a dehumidifier?
Yes, I do.
Dehumidifier is very important because...
Even in the glass encasement?
Yeah. Because moisture can still get in there.
Right.
In my basement, I got the dehumidifier running all... Except for when I'm podcasting and I turn it off. I have it running all day because it gets damp in here, and that could fuck up. That can fuck with it. That could fuck with the card backs. That could fuck. It's not good for it. Now, let me ask you a question. Right now, currently, there's a new series of WWE figures that are inspired by Masters of the Universe.
Yep.
So they've got like a Grayskull ring.
Yeah.
What do you think of this line? Do you have any of those?
I want one. I want one out of all of them. Now, you see Manny Faces over here?
Yeah.
And look how good. He's all shined up nice because of what you told me.
Beautiful.
So, as you know, one of my best friends wrestles for WWE.
Uh-huh.
I worked for WWE for a little while, so it was nice to see. And they showed the prototypes for the line when we were there.
Yeah. Oh,
and The one action figure I want from that entire line is a copy of Manny Faces as the New Day. And oh, now the New Day is a trio consisting of Kofi Kingston, Xavier Woods, and my best friend Big E. Mm-hmm. And each of their heads will represent the Manny Face.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
So that is the only one that I want. Now, I spoke to him, and he says, if Mattel sends me a box, I'll give you one to rock and one to stock. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I love you. If they don't,
right.
Well, I think me and you are going to have to take a trip to Walmart anyway. So
yeah. They're good look. I mean, I don't even know the contemporary wrestlers, but, like, they're good looking. They're good looking toys.
Right. I think some of the detail isn't what it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I know my buddy Shoes is very, very unhappy with them. And he doesn't really like the new He-Man line as well.
What doesn't he like about the new He-Man line?
I couldn't even tell you. He just starts to get worked up and he just goes off, and I try to change the subject rather quickly.
I mean, a couple years ago, Super 7 did a much more faithful reproduction, which don't have the new articulation. It's much more faithful. And those are really good. Those are, I think, superior. But I don't know, you know, there's two He-Man series coming to Netflix. Two different ones. So that means
what? We're going to get two different toy lines? The Origins He-Man and then the new He-Man?
I have no idea. Hopefully. One is the one made by Kevin Smith is a sequel to the original series. And then there's another one that I guess is kind of like the new She-Ra, and it's like it's a redo. It's a reboot.
Right. I hope the I love the writing on the She-Ra. I didn't like the animation.
I liked it for She-Ra, but I don't know if I'd like that style for He-Man.
Right.
Have you thought about getting any of the toys from the movie?
I think I want a Blade.
Blade.
I want a Blade. But first I got to get through my hit list. And my hit list has about like 15. So before I get into Blade or Sarad, or maybe even a Karg, I got to get through my originals.
First. So Rod's cool because he had like a flint in his mouth,
yep.
And you could like make him spark.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Which I like. I had a Gwildor. It's somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
We totally cleaned out my garage. I had nothing down here. So other than my wrestling toys, which are categorized and put away and organized. So I don't know where my He-Man action figures are. So that's why I'm pretty much starting from scratch.
Right.
But yeah, let me tell you something. This Triclops really did clean up nicely. He's glistening right now. He wasn't glistening before.
It looks
because
like
of you, Mike Borgiano. Because of you, we brought him back to life.
That's what it's all about. So what's next? Yeah. What's the next purchase?
The next purchase is a Fakor and a Fisto and Jitsu because I have Stridor.
Okay.
And I have Nightstalker.
Oh, so okay. So you've already moved into the vehicles.
Some, yeah. I want a Landshark next.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one.
I like to buy four action figures and two vehicles every time I do this.
Okay. It will eventually begin to add up. And I don't mean just money, but space as well.
That, again, display case. I don't care if I do two display cases.
All right.
My room is decent size, I will say that. But yeah, no, I think next is, I need, Fisto has to go for Stridor, Jitsu has to go to Nightstalker, I'm sorry.
Mm.
And then a Landshark, and I don't know, maybe one more and that's it. Maybe a Rotan as well, I think. I really don't know. I wasn't really big on their accessories, man.
Mm.
Like, I don't need a Screech, which was like the bird. Like, I don't need that. You know, I don't want Rotor. You know, I don't want the Rocks.
Right.
I don't need
what about
the
all
cowboy.
The snake people?
I don't want them. Like, I want a Hordak, maybe a Leech.
Mm-hmm.
I want Clamp Champ.
The names are so stupid.
right, they are, but they're so fun to say at the same time,
right.
too.
Hey, I can see in your eye, you've got that crazy look. I can see it. I recognize it in myself. I see you've got the collector gene inside you now.
Right. Well, I blame you and my buddy Shoes a lot for getting me into this now because it is rather relaxing. After like a 12-hour day of fucking editing, I will definitely, you know, go onto the Attorney of Dreams message board and see mm-hmm. what's what's available for purchase via the store.
You know, I'm a big believer in you have to curate your own life. You have to curate your own space. And if you want a Marie Kondo, your space, if that makes you happy, do that. If you like kitsch and clutter, like right. I do that. But basically, you know, like when I was, even when I was like in my 20s and I'd go to like dorm rooms or guys' house and these guys would have like a fucking, they'd have beer in the fridge, they'd have a couch that their dad gave them and then like a TV and an Xbox. And they'd be like, right. I'd be like, you know, there's nothing on your walls. And like, what, am I going to buy a painting? Like, yeah, fucking buy a painting. Make right. it nice. Like, I never understood that. Like, you have to live in it. So you should right. be surrounded by those vibes, surrounded by that, the, you know, you should have your little cave, or whatever you want to call it. That's like, this is all your shit. This is, this, you know, you get the positive vibes from it.
Well, I also believe that this type of stuff continues to fuel your creativity. And
yes,
I'll be damned if I ever lose my childlike wonderment and approach to something.
Yes.
Because, well, you're a grown man now and you shouldn't be, you know, giving TLC to your cringer character as you're talking to Mike Bongiorno on his podcast. No. I'm going to give TLC to my cringer and I'm going to bring it back to life because this toy was something that made me think outside the box and use my imagination as right. a kid. And, you know, I had two really kick-ass parents that fueled my creativity and allowed me to do that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they get it now to this day. You
right,
know, they understand that there's a joy to having these toys. And I made my dad watch The Toys That Made Us and the He-Man documentary on Netflix. And he was blown away at how much of a resale value and right. how much there is a want and a need for these things still.
Right.
So now he asks me every time there's an Attorney of Dreams sale, what are you getting?
Right, right.
And I'll be damned if I lose my creative outlook on things. And I genuinely believe that it's because of toys.
I agree with you. You've got to nurture the inner child.
Right.
And, you know, I know you meditate. I think there are various different ways to meditate. And like what you're doing right now, you got your rag and you're like taking care of your figures. That's meditative.
Oh, yeah.
It's a form of meditation.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it.
Thank you, Emilio, for coming on. Thank you guys for listening. PCMC is a podcast available anywhere podcasts can be found. We come out every Wednesday and we end every episode by saying go bye-bye.